Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Oh, what a time to guest host this show, Randy Sklar.
It is so good to be here. Thank you for everyone who's joining Clones Sklones. We are so happy that you are here. We've got so much to cover. Can you believe in an off season? This was supposed to be just a down time.
Well, we know what everyone wants to talk about.
We're talking about we're going to hit the biggest story, that the most relevant story right now, and that is the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. Oh, yeah. Thank you!
There it is.
We'll do it all day. I just want to hear...
May Laura Branigan rest in peace. And I don't even know if she's dead.
I don't want her to rest in peace. I want drunk Brett Hull to rest in peace.
Drunk Brett Hull.
Drunk Brett Hull.
Glory,
oh, God.
Is drunk Brett Hull better than Fat Thor, Randy? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to say drunk Brett Hull is Fat Thor.
I think he is. All right, we'll get into it. This is obviously one of the biggest days in NBA free agency since I can remember.
Since LeBron a couple of years ago. But I actually think it's bigger because...
More teams affected directly.
More pieces moving around. We're going to talk to Casey Stern from the NBA Network, and he was fantastic in his coverage of it yesterday. He anchored the desk there for a while. In our top of hour two, Dan Wojcicki from LA Beat Writer. Just
LA
fantastic.
Times. We'll talk to him in hour one.
We got Gar Reines coming in studio, the batting stance guy. He's one of our favorites. We'll talk baseball because we're in the heat of it. And then Mike Hall from the Big Ten Network. University of Michigan made it all the way to the College World Series Championship Series with Vandy, and that's really what the deepest that a Big Ten team has gone in a while. And yep. How does that set it up in the future? And of course, all the coaching changes and whatnot. We'll talk to him later. But it is free agency. I mean, it's all about free agency.
It is, and I feel like,
well, you know, the Knicks did it. Can we just say that right now?
Well, $2 billion flew around. $2 billion. Let me put that into context for you. That's almost as much as it costs to get one of Lori Loughlin's children into college.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money flew around yesterday. And the Knicks, in our minds,
They did it. They locked up Julius Randle. And everybody was saying,
long time coming.
Everyone was saying, when the Julius Randle piece drops, that's when all the other dominoes are going to fall.
Now we're going to know where now the league's going to shape.
And everyone's waiting to see where Julius Randle was going to go. So
congratulations, Spike Lee. Congratulations, Kevin Bacon. I don't know if I want to congratulate Woody Allen, but congratulations Stephen Woody. A. Smith. What are we talking about,
Stephen A. Smith, he was upset on Twitter. I was crying.
Some way. I'm just trying to.
He's just having a hard time.
He's just trying.
He's just trying. He's just trying to find...
Realizing that the New York Knicks are going to go without anything.
Mm-hmm.
$70 million in cap space.
That's right.
Porzingis gone. Porzingis can't be gone.
Well, he's been gone for a while. That shouldn't surprise you at this point.
And we don't get Durant.
Wait, KD and Durant are the same
player. No,
We don't get KD.
We don't get the Durantula.
We don't get Durant.
We don't get the Slim Reaper.
We don't get Iceberg Slim.
We don't get the Servant.
We don't get number 35 on the Warriors. We don't get all seven of those dudes.
I mean, it really does feel like the Knicks sold their couch.
And then just were like...
Bought a folding chair.
They got a folding chair.
We can entertain on this, right?
I mean, we'll probably still have people showing up at the party, but Wayne Ellington joined them. And you know all that Wayne Ellington.
The Wayne Ellington jerseys are already in Times Square.
Wayne Ellington jerseys are flying off the shelves.
At a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Wayne Ellington and Julius Randle, they talked about this. You know they were like,
we're not going to win one.
Here's my question, and this is my problem.
They're like, when they say we're not going to win one, we're not going to win two, we're not going to
win
three,
we're not going to four, they mean it. We're not going to win.
They're right. They're not going to win.
We're not going to win. We're not going to win two. We're not going to win three. We're not going to win four. They aren't going to win any of those. I mean, this is the big question. There's only one ball. Is there enough ball to go around
between Julius Randle and Wayne Ellington?
Wayne Ellington on the Knicks.
I don't know. James Dolan, my goodness, man. There's a moment where Knicks fans are like, why did security stop Charles Oakley? Just let him get in there and get a couple chokes in.
I mean,
that's what Knicks fans...
I heard the Knicks were in it for Kelly Olynyk until the end there. And that would have just blown this whole thing wide open.
I mean, but listen to this. We don't know where Kawhi is going to go. And Kawhi is the most unpredictable guy.
What if Kawhi goes to the Knicks and just proves everybody wrong? What if Kawhi goes to the Knicks and joins James Dolan's blues band, JD, in the Straight Shots?
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain. This is the rain in Shambhala.
It's the worst.
Wash away my sorrow.
If you are a team that is trying to compete with the Knicks send this song.
And you're like, do you want to be there?
Do you want to be a part of an organization that allows this to happen?
Nobody understands the blues more than James Dolan.
The blues are about struggle. And I guess he does. I mean, he has owned the Knicks.
Oh, man.
He's put them there. Like, that should be a non-starter.
Kawhi, we don't know what Kawhi... If Kawhi ends up on the Knicks, then kudos.
Well, apparently they weren't going to pay Kevin Durant the max contract. And, I mean, what if they're right? What if Kevin Durant comes back and he's not the player that he was before? But you saw, like, a 60% Kevin Durant just torch for one quarter before he ripped his Achilles tendon to shreds. But, I mean, he torched them. That was like a sick... He couldn't jump, and he was still... So I think he's going to be fine.
And when the information came out that the Knicks weren't going to offer Durant a max contract, that could have been the reason why.
Yeah, if that's the reason.
If that's the reason. New York, you had it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you don't have the money. What are you doing?
So Brooklyn gets KD, Brooklyn gets Kyrie, and DeAndre Jordan. Let's not sleep on that. That actually means something.
Sure.
With a good core of people.
I love Caris LeVert.
Caris LeVert, Dinwiddie, Allen. Good pieces along with Kyrie. The question is, can he be a team player? Because I feel like Kemba Walker went to Boston and he's better for Brad Stevens to coach. He's basically like Kyrie. He's giving you what Kyrie would give you, but
he's giving those points, but he's not saying that the earth is flat.
Yeah, anybody who says the earth is flat is, in my opinion, uncoachable. Like, if you have to know, like, Kemba Walker's view of the world is that Kemba Walker believes in science, so he's going to believe in rotation on defense.
Or moving the ball around. he's not going to dispute the statistics with...
The analytics.
With a non-fact.
That's right.
Look, a lot of people are saying right now, in the wake of what happened, that Boston got better.
Yeah.
Addition by subtraction. Okay. You lose
Al Horford, and that's not good. Okay. That's not good
for
your team.
But Kemba Walker, 25 points, 26 points a game.
Perennial all-star. This is definitely the best team he's ever been on. These are the best players he's ever played for. So, I mean, you never know. Boston, and again, I think Milwaukee took a little step back, losing Brogdon. I think the Sixers, even though they gained Horford, they lose
J.J. Redick,
which is going to hurt.
Yeah.
They take a little step back. They could lose Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler going down to Miami, I don't really understand it.
I want Jimmy Butler to announce that he's going to Miami at a boys' club in Akron.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach as soon as they find a place to deposit Goran Dragic.
19 million. Who's going to take that? Who's
I mean, am I wrong in thinking the Lakers should take him? Maybe. The Lakers could use him.
It feels like there are very few teams right now that are left that can afford $19
million. Here's who did well, in my opinion. The Utah Jazz did great. They did great.
Because they got rid of Ricky Rubio and his man bun. Gone.
By the way, I'm worried about that man bun in the Phoenix Heat. It's a dry heat. That man bun. People are going to see Ricky Rubio walking around and think that, like, he teaches a Bikram yoga class in Scottsdale. What time is your? Are you at 4:30? Is it an hour and a half, or is it a?
It's not Bikram. We just call it hot yoga.
Oh, is it hot yoga? All the sexual harassment with Bikram. Yeah, I get it.
But look, I feel like people are still talking about Ricky Rubio's potential. Like, are they still playing the potential card?
You can play the potential card on that dude for a long time.
Isn't he like 50 now? Like, I don't know that I don't know whoever gets him comes out better. I think Utah came out better.
Utah. The Bogdanovich is like the most Utah Jazzy player you could ever get. White, foreign.
You're always looking up at the scoreboard and you're like, he's got 20 points?
He's frustratingly good.
I don't remember him scoring more than two baskets.
Like,
how does he have 20 points?
Like, he and Ingles are just going to frustrate everybody.
Yeah. They did well. I think Indiana did well. Pacers did well.
Pacers did amazing.
Speaking of, you lose Bogdanović, yes.
Yeah, so they lose Bogdanović, that's bad. But they get Brogdon, they get Jeremy Lamb. Okay, so Charlotte's decimated.
Lamb sanity.
That's Lamb sanity. No, but that Indiana Pacers team, in my opinion, here's how good Kawhi Leonard. You want to know how good Kawhi Leonard is?
I do.
Kawhi Leonard is so good that we don't know who is the favorite in the NBA right now until he lands somewhere. That's how good he is.
Goes back to Toronto, they're the favorite.
If he goes to Toronto, they're the favorite. If he goes to the Lakers, they're the favorite.
Goes to the Clippers.
Then maybe they
are. Now there's excitement.
Now there's excitement there. And I actually think the Clippers are maybe a better fit for Kawhi, depending on what he wants to do. The Clippers present like the LA version of what he did in Toronto.
They almost are like, to me, the Clippers are Brooklyn, the West Coast Nets.
So if the Clippers get
Kawhi,
then they have set the table for how you're supposed to do this, which is have a good team, let them play together, young, some no names, clear your space out, not in a way like the Knicks cleared their space out, but clear your cap room space by getting good young players and drafting well and whatnot so that you can attract someone who's like, oh, I'll put you over the edge.
Right. I'll take all these great role players. Like Lou Williams doesn't start and scores 40 points
right. a night. Right. So, I mean, there's a chance he could come here. But there again, we don't know what Kawhi Leonard is going to do. Kawhi Leonard is like your crazy girlfriend who you invite to your parents' house for Thanksgiving. And you're like, is he going to come?
Well, he was, you know,
is she going to show up or is she just, I don't know. Is she going to.
At the parade, was there at the Toronto parade?
At the Toronto
parade. Was there someone less committal than Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Like he was.
Like if he does show up to Thanksgiving, he'll talk about his relationship with you in the past tense.
We had a great good run.
We had a good run.
I like. Right? There it is. There it is. I'm a fun guy.
I don't know if I believe it. The
more you tell me you're a fun guy, the less I believe you're a fun guy.
But he is the key. He is literally the last piece. And we'll check it all day today. I mean, obviously, the Wayne Ellington bombshell just has us reeling a little bit.
I mean, I almost don't know what to say.
Has us reeling in a certain way, but... I mean...
Guys, call into the show. Yeah, let's mention that.
800-866...
No. Jesus, what am I doing?
1-800-666-8666. Email us at roman@havetate.com or tweet at us. We're at Sklar Brothers. There is so much to talk about in terms of...
I'm actually surprised the Knicks didn't go after Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
They kind of tripped up on that one.
They did trip up on that one.
They could have offered a max contract to Darren Collison.
Yeah. Would have been the right call, I think. Here's the thing. There are like people in Brooklyn that won't even know. They won't even understand.
That they just got KD?
No.
Like, there are hipsters at bars that won't know.
That think like KD is like they'll see him walking in like Greenpoint and think that he's like the tall trumpet player in Vampire Weekend.
Maybe.
Is he? Like, what does he do?
Is there a trumpet player in Vampire
Weekend? I
don't
know. That's how much they don't know about it. They don't even know about what's going on in Vampire
Weekend.
I don't even know
what's going on in Vampire Weekend anymore.
Oh, my God. We're going to get into it. We'll talk about it with Casey Stern. We're going to talk about it with...
If you like comedy and you like sports and you like indie rock, stick around for the next 3 hours. We'll be here tomorrow, too. This is one of our favorite two seats to sit in entertainment.
Thank you, Jim Rome. I cannot wait to get in. We're going to talk about Dykstra on this show. So I'm just going to tease little Dykstra. Connor, if you're out there, bring your take. Yes, we want your take. Or what?
Connor.
It's Connor.
It's Connor.
We are the Sklar Brothers, and we are filling in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio. Stay with us.
Summer's heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now. Have your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
We are the Sklar Brothers. We're filling in for Jim Rome. So happy to be here
on this day.
Tweet us. We're at Sklar Brothers. Jay, you got a tweet?
I got one from John Hedstrom. We know the reason why KD's a free agent. Mm-hmm. Hoobastank.
There you go.
Solid.
Booyah. There is so much to talk about, so much to unwrap, because I would say this parity now in the NBA. For the last couple of years, before the season started, we were like, it's the Golden State Warriors versus
everybody else. Or Golden State Warriors versus their own injuries, which they lost.
They lost to their injuries and subsequently lost to Toronto this year. I'm sorry, Toronto. That's what happened.
Yeah, and
I would argue that, and we've often said this, a healthy KD and maybe Klay goes down the way KD went down.
Yeah, reverse those two injuries, and I think Golden State wins.
Maybe wins.
I think they do. So, I think it'd be hard to say that they don't.
So that is what, and this year it is, if Kawhi leaves Toronto and comes to the Clippers, say.
Mm-hmm. Now we don't know. It's like a wide open field.
Parity in the league is a problem for Drake.
It is.
That is. It's great for the NBA, bad for Drake.
So if I'm Canada, this isn't just a Toronto issue. You got to step up to Kawhi and be like, you are the king of Canada. We're going to give you like executive powers.
He won.
Lee at a bar mitzvah in 1981.
That's exactly right. You're Gordon Lightfoot at a Tears Are Not Enough reunion in 2001.
You're Rusty Staub at a ginger convention. You're that. You're unstoppable, bro.
You're unstoppable for an entire country that doesn't have another basketball team. You brought a championship when like the hockey teams could not do it for you.
People do not remember that Vince Carter played basketball in Canada. That's how good you are
right now. Vince who?
Right?
People won't even fly Air Canada anymore.
No.
Like if Kawhi Leonard came up with his own set of airlines. And Kawhi Leonard is, again, so unpredictable. It could be like a convertible airplane. Like no top.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, I'm flying a no top plane from Toronto to Vancouver.
If Kawhi said, I'm going to go work for a dentist next year, I'd be like, maybe he does. I don't know.
If Kawhi said, I'm going to the Warriors next year, it would not surprise me.
If he said, I'm taking over for Byron Allen on Comics Unleashed,
you'd be like, yeah.
Set up those jokes.
Yeah.
Set them up. He's got a great laugh.
He's got a great laugh.
Nobody's got a better laugh than Kawhi Leonard.
Nobody's got a better laugh than Kawhi Leonard.
And he puts it on stage over and over and over again.
Again. That was pretty good.
Isn't that bad?
I appreciate that.
Look, this is a moment where, you know, obviously the Nets have gotten so much better. D'Angelo Russell, I watched that Nets 76ers series. I watched D'Angelo Russell.
Does he do?
I don't know that he fits in at Golden State. He's kind of, the ball sticks with him, and he is a bit of a black hole. He's like, the ball goes to me, and
I'm going to put up like 30 shots.
Let me put up 30 shots. I'll get my 30 points, but on 30 shots.
That's not good.
It's not great. That's not Golden State basketball, and it's Steph's team. So I don't know if he can sit in that role. I'm curious to see how he does it.
Can we talk about how well the Pelicans did?
The Pelicans did great.
Pelicans did so well. He did so well in this free agent. They basically said, we lost our franchise player, a guy who we got rid of, a disgruntled employee.
Who was the face of the team.
Who was the face of the team, face of the organization, and brought in a couple of players. To bring down J.J. Redick, that's the smartest thing ever. A Duke guy, he's going to bond with Zion right away.
They have the Duke background.
Yeah, he's going to bond with him right. I just think they did a fantastic job.
Agreed. And we don't know what Zion's going to be. And we've heard mixed. Right? We talked to Gilbert Arenas, and he said, I don't know how he's going to guard people. I don't know who, you know, he has to have a good handle if he's that tall. He's
By six. The way, Derek Favors a good ad.
Yeah.
So now you got some depth. Jrue Holiday still on the team, I think.
Yeah.
So now you've got some depth there. Lonzo Ball coming back. Who knows what he's going to be coming back off of?
Yeah, they lost Anthony Davis, and they got deeper and more diverse.
Which depth actually counts for something, ask the Golden State Warriors. Depth counts for something. How deep are the Clippers? Clippers are deep. How deep is Brooklyn? Brooklyn, deep. How deep is your love, Toronto?
We'll find out. You got to step up. I mean, they got to dig up Rob Ford maybe and see if they can get him to help them.
The ghost of Rob Ford, all cracked up in heaven.
Just offer him crack. Anything to stay. Toronto is like begging
all
for
of Canada it. should be having like a national holiday for Kawhi Leonard to keep him there.
Well, as we said before, if Kawhi stays in Toronto.
If he stays in Toronto, run it back. Those guys are the favorites, period.
Especially with KD out.
I mean, look, I say they're the favorites, but I can't discount the heat that the Knicks are bringing.
The Knicks are bringing
the Ellington Randall combo. I don't think anybody's more excited for that than Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Stephen A. had a rough night, and I don't know if he was joking or if he was just teasing
up
what he's going to do on First Take today.
I think it was a little bit of both.
But there was a good moment. There are moments when Stephen A. is going on a rant where he forgets to breathe.
He forgets to breathe and he just powers right
through. We don't get KD and we don't get Durant.
We don't get either of those guys.
I mean, if you get KD and then you turn around and don't get Durant.
If you whiff on KD and then whiff on Durant.
What are you doing? What are we talking about?
We don't get Kawhi. We don't get Kawhi Leonard. We don't get K Leonard. We don't get KL.
You don't get any of those guys.
We don't get the laughing giraffe. We don't get it.
What are we talking about, Skip? I thought he was going to say in a video by himself on his own Twitter.
What are we talking about, Skip? Just the phantom Skip Bayless just floating around in the ether. But it is exciting. I really do. So when you look at the East and you say to yourself, okay, if Kawhi does not come back to Toronto, which is clearly a possibility, it's either LA, he either comes to the Lakers, he either comes to
the
Clippers, or
he
goes to the Knicks. I'm leaving that door open.
I mean, it could happen.
Kawhi Leonard to the Knicks could happen. But if he does not come back, think about it. I do believe that Indiana is a contender.
Definitely.
I absolutely think Indiana is a contender.
Before Oladipo went down last season, what were they, 33-15?
Yeah, they were unbelievable.
And now they have a better backcourt?
Hold on to Miles Turner. I mean, they hold...
Sabonis.
They've got a great front court, and now Jeremy Lamb, Oladipo. They got a great backcourt.
Brogdon.
They have a fantastic backcourt, and a good coach, and a good culture, and that's a team that's kind of under the radar, but they're great. Of course, Milwaukee will be great. If you have the Greek Freak, you're in it. Okay, losing Brogdon's going to hurt, but they re-signed Middleton. They are in it, too.
Middleton has more money than Kate Middleton.
At this point.
That guy got paid.
He's happier.
$172 million. Dude got
Tobias
paid.
Harris got paid. I don't really understand because Tobias Harris mostly played the four. So you're going to, now you have Al Horford. You're not going to move Embiid. You're going big.
Right.
So you're not going to move Embiid. He's the five. Okay. Right. He's your stretch five. Horford's the four and Harris is the three, which is weird because Harris played his best at the four and you gave him like a max contract.
$90 million.
So now you got Josh Richardson and Ben Simmons. You are going to hopefully you're going to run dudes out of the building because you're
going to be
got
taller than everyone.
You're going to get everything on the top shelf.
All the boards.
And so again, I do think they lose a lot by not having J.J. Redick and not having that shooting, but it's going to be a fun team to watch. Philly's exciting. Indiana's exciting. Milwaukee's exciting. It's wide open.
Yeah.
If Kawhi comes to the Clippers, again, Clippers, Lakers. I think Houston, by staying exactly the same, if they can lock up D'Antoni, they are interesting.
Orlando. Mo Bamba.
Orlando said, we're not going to get anybody from free agency. We're going to
work on our own
bring
guys
back
and
our
bring
own
them
dudes.
And make sure we lock everyone in. They made the playoffs this year. It's exciting. This is the most excited I've ever been for the NBA, months away from the season.
Yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen. The reason we were excited about the NHL is that you don't know who's going to win the Stanley Cup. It is not predetermined. If you have a goalie like Jordan Binnington did this year that just stands on his head and literally, the Blues were in last place on January 6th, and here they are, and they win. You get hot, and you go. 2-8 seeds beat number one seeds in this playoffs in hockey. That is why hockey is so great. You'll never see that in the NBA. But now there's so much parity. Who knows?
I mean, look, this is it. Tell us. Email us at rome@haveatake.com. Tell us if you think the NBA offseason is better than the NBA
regular season. It might be.
We don't know.
Let's take a break, shall we?
Yeah.
This is the Sklar Brothers filling in for Jim Rowe on CBS Sports Radio. Let's throw it to, should we take a little sports break?
We should. Well, let's remind people we do have a podcast called
View from the Cheap Seats.
If you like what we do here. Let's.
But let's take a little sports break now. He's not Australian. He's not tall. He didn't take a year off the NBA, but he knows the sports. Andrew Bogish, what's going on, brother? All right, we are back on a crazy day after the craziest night in NBA free agency. I would say free agency for any sport.
I can't remember another sport having that monumental of a shifting day like that.
Jay, I want to mention this. Tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the WNBA tips off.
We got next, yo.
Of CBS. That's an old one. Off of CBS Sports Network with the Atlanta Dream going head-to-head with the Minnesota Lynx.
Doing it.
Only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Check that out. I want to give a shout-out quickly to our crew who is doing a great job. James Kelly.
Adam Hawk.
Machine Gun Kelly. Adam.
Garrett Ritt.
Just
doing it. Bringing it.
Appreciate it. Got a couple of emails. Jay, you want to read yours?
At Hut Hut Hike, Derek Hutt and at Sklar Brothers, Ricky Rubio is going to get confused for a crystal shop owner who leads hikes he refers to as nature quests.
Man, it's all about the vortex, man. I'm feeling a lot of energy around Ricky Rubio's man bun.
If he owns a crystal shop, be careful. Dennis Rodman may come in and try to steal some yoga clothes.
That's right. Sklar, there is a very good chance the Knicks could get Kawhi. Signed, the guy in the upper deck who stands and waves his arms when the cheerleaders are throwing t-shirts in the crowd.
You're Steven never getting Fitt. It, bro.
That guy sits next to the guy who just wears a jersey, no shirt underneath. Like, if everybody on the team gets injured, the coach is going to look up and be like, that guy's wearing jeans and
a
jersey.
That guy has no sleeves. Get him down here.
Get him down here. He can be our sixth man. That's a great point right there. All right. Should we go to the phones? Because Dan Wojcicki,
he is
national NBA writer, LA Times. He's right in the heat of it right now. Of course, this is what we're talking about all day. Dan, can you remember a crazier free agency than what is happening and what happened last night?
It reminded me of when you kink a hose and then you like and then just the water just comes like flying out, right? It was like everybody just had their tweets, everything ready to go, like 301 exactly.
By the way, kink a hose could mean a lot of
things.
That's
my favorite Drake song.
That's my favorite strip club in Vegas, kink a hose. All right, so wait, Dan, I mean, yes, everybody knew what was coming, but then everybody didn't know what was coming. Like, the Knicks spent the whole year clearing stuff out only to say, no,
we're not putting any more furniture in.
We don't value Kevin Durant more than the Philadelphia 76ers valued Tobias Harris. Is there anything more Knicksy than that?
No, it's bizarre. And look, I think, you know, there's a chance, right? A chance that James Dolan ends up being right here.
There is.
And I understand, too, sort of like, you know, they had faded pretty significantly on sort of Durant's list anyways. Mm-hmm. So whether or not they offered 5 years or 10 years, or you know what I mean? Like they could have offered ownership. Like it just wasn't a destination for him. I actually weirdly, like as the Knicks continue to sign pieces that don't make a ton of sense.
Right.
I kind of like what they're doing.
A little Julius Randle, little Wayne Ellington in the
anyone?
Mix.
Wayne Ellington?
Yeah, it's sort of a way to just kind of warehouse talent. If this is going to be a rebuild in earnest and it's not going to be a quick fix in free agency, you know, Wayne Ellington is a guy you can trade
right
in February. Taj Gibson is a guy you can trade in February.
That's right.
Julius Randle's a little expensive, but maybe he's a guy you move to a contender that wants to do something really big. You kind of stockpile competent talent, and this isn't dissimilar to weirdly what the Clippers did last year in free
right.
agency, signing guys like Mike Scott, like players that helped them make mm-hmm. huge trades down the road that put them in position to have sort of assets where if they miss out on Kawhi Leonard, they're not totally sunk. I think that it's weird. Like this is actually, despite doing something that doesn't make a lot of sense, they've sort of rebounded pretty well.
They in some ways, I guess they have. We've been giving them a merciless amount of grief. But the truth of the matter is, it is a business, as you understand. And the Knicks are in the top 10 in attendance, and Brooklyn was 27th in attendance. Okay, and that's mostly because most of the hipsters, like we said, around who live in Cobble Hill and live in Park Slope,
there's a team in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're like the Nets are in Jersey still. No, the Barclays Center is right next to you. But the idea that maybe the Nets will sell out a game or two this year, maybe they'll add some lights into that place. It always feels like it's so dark. I always feel like
it's very dark. It is a very dark arena.
You know how like old NBA pictures
like the Knicks
that old NBA pictures are taken from under the basket and it looks like there are no lights on, like you were in the basement in the dark playing basketball. That's what it feels like in the Barclays Center.
Yeah. It always reminds me of like a world-class like wrestling that you spent ESPN in like the late 80s where like they would just kill the lights in the entire arena so you wouldn't know
who
if
was
there
doing
10
what?
There are 10,000.
Yeah, and that is the way to do it to sort of black out the crowd there. But I mean, I think Brooklyn and the Clippers to me feel like a very similar
East
comp.
Coast West Coast yeah. versions.
You know, they were like the not the major market team, but the one in the major market that could make waves. So if the Clippers get Kawhi, that would totally make sense to me because you got KD and Kyrie in Brooklyn, and then Kawhi, and that might be what we're looking at is future NBA finals right there.
it certainly is a possibility, right? I mean, I think the Clippers are lined up whether I mean, obviously, Kawhi Leonard is their pathway to title contention.
Right.
You know, and I think some Clipper fans were pretty disappointed yesterday that the team didn't land sort of the second guy to go with Kawhi, whether it was Jimmy Butler or,
Horford.
You know, the pipe dream of
yeah.
Kevin Durant even.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Even Al Horford, yeah.
Yeah, even Horford. Like, the Durant thing was super interesting during the year, guys, because
yeah.
When you go around the league and you would talk to the people who knew Kevin Durant, the Clippers would always come up as a possible destination, a really popular prediction, actually,
yeah.
among people who've known Kevin Durant. But then you would talk to the Clippers about it, and the Clippers would be like, yeah, we don't see it. That's not what we're hearing. That's not what we think. We don't really think we have a chance.
Right.
And it was interesting to see kind of the Clippers stay sort of in the hunt on this all year. You know, it didn't affect their decision-making. Look, they would have taken on Kevin Durant
sure.
Very happily.
Of course.
He wasn't plan A. Kawhi Leonard has been plan A very publicly for over a year. If they miss, because of the Tobias Harris trade, they weren't in a position where they had to max him out. They were able to kind of do other things and line themselves up, you know, whether it's the draft or whoever the next guy is that comes available, they can maybe make a trade. But
that's right.
But it feels like to me, guys, that the Lakers have so much hinging on Kawhi Leonard right now.
So much.
Role player after role player go off the board. It's going to be really hard for Rob Pelinka. Even if they sign Kawhi Leonard, it's going to be really hard for Rob Pelinka to fill out this roster.
I agree with that. I mean, the question for me about the Clippers with Kawhi is, can Steve Ballmer show enough enthusiasm?
I don't know if he can.
To get
he's
guy.
Kind of a mellow dude.
He's a very subdued
yeah.
dude. Keeps things under the radar. We're talking
about it'll be a nice, level, balanced conversation.
I'm sure it will. His face won't get red at all. We're talking to Dan Wojcicki at Dan Wojcicki Sports on Twitter, national NBA writer. Who did the best, in your opinion, yesterday as far as free agency goes? We have our opinions, but I'm interested to hear what teams do you think did the absolute best?
And were there surprises in that mix?
Yeah, I really like Utah's offseason mm-hmm. so far as a team that has. It seems like this is kind of a transitional year
yep.
in some ways, or it could be with, you know, Durant's injury, Klay Thompson's injury, the
yep.
Warriors kind of weird reboot. That there's an opportunity for a new contender to sort of emerge. I like what they've done. I like what Dallas has done.
Yeah. Seth Curry, by the way, I guess we'll break that on the air right now. Seth Curry, four yeah. years,
$32 million.
Wow.
Really good signing. A really good signing. I think the Pacers were really interesting yesterday.
They were great.
The Malcolm Brogdon thing is a big gamble. He's a 50-40-90 guy, which, like, there's only a handful of guys who do that. And then, mm-hmm. play, you know, a valuable position and are smart players, good teammates. Like, there's a lot to like with Malcolm Brogdon.
A lot.
The foot injuries are a concern. He's a little old for his class. You know what I mean? For a young player in the NBA.
But could you
actually young.
Could you limit his usage a little bit, because you do have Jeremy Lamb, and then when Oladipo comes back, I mean, you might be able to shift some pieces
it'll help,
around.
But I mean, like, look, they're paying him to be a star there.
Sure.
Like, that is a big part of their pathway forwards, right,
mm-hmm.
is going to be him and Victor Oladipo. I really like the Jeremy Lamb deal.
I love that.
Was a trade. Like, I think to me the most confusing teams were Charlotte and Orlando.
Yeah.
Like, I get where Charlotte's at. Like, you lose Kemba Walker, a huge blow to your organization.
Huge.
But look, it's a weird thing for them to have paid Kemba Walker, too. You're kind of signing up for
the same,
you know,
thing.
A fight for the eighth seed every year. It just
right.
kind of feels like that's where you are with just him.
Right.
They seem like they need to bottom out. And when you give Terry Rozier the money they gave him, that is not an effective pathway towards, or maybe it is, but it's an expensive pathway towards bottoming out. And then the Magic were a team that, I mean, spent a lot of money yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the Al-Farouq Aminu signing. I think mm-hmm. he's an underrated player.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they pretty much are running it back for a team that won a playoff game again in Toronto and then wasn't really heard of again in the postseason.
I think they're do you think
maybe they move Vucevic down
right,
the road, guys?
Right.
It wasn't a great day for them.
What about Miami finalizing a trade to send center Hassan Whiteside to Portland? That's in the mix for Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard. That's what the league sources are saying to ESPN right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of a nice, fun, let's get weird trade, particularly actually for Portland, a team that has Yusuf Nurkic, that has Zach Collins. And obviously, no one really knows what Nurkic's recovery time is going to be, and Hassan Whiteside gives them some insurance on that front. But obviously, look, Hassan Whiteside is a hard player to peg, and that's a good culture there, guys. Like, it is a good culture. There's a consistency in that culture. But look, they've shaken that up this year. Alfred Camino, Mo Harkless were really big pieces at what they kind of did. Big role players that were on sort of the same career trajectories as Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, and they pitched continuity and consistency, and it got them in the conference finals. They're maybe a little more talented today, but there's certainly, I think, more questions in Portland. As far as Miami goes, I think they were just in salary cap hell.
They needed to get rid of Whiteside. They had to get rid of him. They weren't going to – I feel like they were already moved on to a different direction than him.
Yeah, and I think for them even to come out of free agency, I mean, obviously, we'll see what happens with Jimmy Butler. Sure. I mean, it feels like that trade is too far down the line to get completely unwound.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for them to come out of this with talent is a pretty big win for Pat Riley. It wasn't an expectation. It kind of felt like they were going to have to sit a lot of this out just because of their cap situation, and they got creative, and they were able to figure out a way to get something done.
So how good is Kawhi Leonard in that we're all sitting here going, we can't predict who's the favorite in the NBA until that piece falls? Meaning, if he goes back to Toronto, they're the favorite. If he goes to the Clippers, you have to look at them as potentially favorite. Goes to the Lakers, of course they're the favorites.
So, I mean, I think he's the best player in the league right now.
Yeah.
And I think and that's the thing, right? And
yep.
You know, you talk about sort of balance of power and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A return to Toronto obviously puts Toronto very close, if not at the very top of the list in the East. If he signs with the Clippers, I think the Clippers are very near the top in the West. If he signs with the Lakers, they're at the top in the West.
Yep.
Almost regardless of what else. I mean, that's an unprecedented amount of talent in the top three. We've never seen anything quite like that.
Never.
If the Lakers get him... If the Lakers get him, does Rob Pelinka send a photo to Magic Johnson with a team photo?
Just
early?
A team photo.
Say, hey, bro.
Is he allowed to, like, this is even the fascinating part of all of this, right? Is Magic Johnson's involvement in this.
I know.
Is that, as someone, you know, that's who they wanted to talk to. They wanted to talk to Jeannie Buss, when I say they, Kawhi Leonard.
That's right. That's
they,
right.
They wanted to speak to Jeannie Buss and Magic Johnson. Rob Pelinka is sort of the afterthought in this. And I think, look, it's them doing their diligence. There's a lot of questions that Magic Johnson, could answer, and he is a very willing speaker, as it turns out. Very willing to pick up the phone and talk.
He loves talking. He loves tweeting. He just doesn't want there to be any tampering involved.
Yeah,
I get
this,
it.
This is why he loves talking. He hates paying fines.
That's
but he loves talking more than he hates paying fines, so he'll do it regardless.
And
I think that's pretty telling that, you know, there are big questions about the organization for Magic to answer and whether or not they believe him or not. I think it's really interesting that, as far as, you know, here we are, you know, essentially 2 days into free agency, and what we've heard the most about in terms of Kawhi Leonard is through sort of the Lakers' eye.
Yeah.
We haven't heard a lot from the Raptors. We haven't heard a lot from the Clippers. And I think part of that is both those teams know sort of, A, how Kawhi Leonard wants to operate. And then I think, B, it's an understanding that their pitch, I guess, or whatever, has already been made.
All right.
The Raptors' pitch got made, you know, throughout the season. It got made when they let him sit out back-to-backs. It got made when they let him.
60 games, yeah. They let him, he played 60 games.
He did it.
They want him so badly.
Control of his health and optimize him for the playoffs. The Clippers pitch got made when, you know, they won games all season, when they stabilized under...
Yeah,
you know, Steve Ballmer, when Doc Rivers...
Dan, I got to jump in and take a network break. Dude, I'm so sorry.
We can talk to you for hours.
Talk to you for hours.
Man.
Dan Wojcicki at Dan Wojcicki Sports.
Good night.